the new cool. 1540 AM, WTXY, Whiteville.
Cool.
103.9 FM, W280 FO, Whiteville. The new cool, 103.9.
And we'd like to welcome you to another edition of Business Connection. I'm Daryl Jackson, and we have a guest in the cool studio today, Wallace Todd. She is the Executive Director of Community CPR. Wallace, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here. It's fun to be in a studio in downtown Whiteville.
Wallace, tell us what CPR is all about and how it got started.
Community CPR, and the CPR stands for Connecting People and Resources, is a 501c3 nonprofit that came into being after Hurricane Matthew. As a minister and as a Columbus County native, I honestly assumed that there were enough communities of faith, nonprofits, government organizations, etc., to meet the basic needs of people after they experienced flooding and loss at Hurricane Matthew. And instead, Daryl, I discovered that there were some gaps between connecting people and resources. So we started out helping people recover from Hurricane Matthew with combining with the Whiteville United Methodist Church to get mattresses to people. And then from there expanded to furniture and appliances, and then Hurricane Florence hit. And now COVID-19 has come in. So we are designed to help with such things as furniture, appliances, food in an emergency shelter, information provision, lots of different ways in which to step in the gap for people.
So you've been around for about 4 years now. And your work here in the community has just been fantastic.
Thank you, Daryl. And yes, we started at the very end of 2016 with the work, and then we officially became the 501c3 in 2017. So I'm grateful for every month and every year that we're going to add to this. And the only way we do this, Daryl, the only way that we have this impact is because we're stronger together. And it's neighbors helping neighbors. We use those as hashtags, but they're not just things to put up on social media. They're a reality. The only way we're going to be able to help more people in our community is because there are others who are helping us. We only exist because of the help of others, and how much our impact stretches and how influential we can be in really truly bridging the gap between people and resources is going to be highly dependent on how people come alongside us and work together to help others.
Well, now tell us about this COVID-19 food drive you've been doing now for about three weeks now?
Couple of weeks, yes. We're calling it the COVID-19 curbside can drive. And with the help of distribution points at Pharmacy on Main in Whiteville and at Penn's Grill in Whiteville, there are coral-colored containers, storage tubs, that people can drop off canned goods at whenever they see those coral-colored containers outside. And by doing that, they're not only helping feed people right now, because we're delivering food today. We delivered food to senior citizens that didn't have transportation or had concerns about going into grocery stores at times where they might could be in a vulnerable position of getting germs, etc. And so this can drive is designed to replenish and build up our emergency food supplies at Community CPR's warehouses here in Whiteville. And then we are, by using social distance wisdom and by wearing masks and other things, we're set up to deliver to people who are in vulnerable situations, as I mentioned earlier, because maybe they don't have transportation. Maybe they're a senior citizen and they don't need to be out and about in the public right now. Maybe there's someone with disability or a family with children that cannot get to the grocery store. These are the people who will be receiving these food items that people donate.
Yeah, interesting. And, as time does go along, there's going to be a lot of folks out there that are going to need help. And I am sure that you have ways that you can contact Community CPR. Tell us about those.
Definitely. If you have access to the internet or a smartphone, you can find us on the web at www.commcpr.org. So it's the first four letters of community, the letters CPR.org. And you can visit and see the things we're doing. You can find our contact information on that website. But let me give you that here. You can call us. And that's one of the best ways to be in touch. Even if someone doesn't immediately answer the phone, we check voicemails. That phone number is 910 207-6929. You can also email us, and that email address is emailcommunitycpr@gmail.com. And so any of those ways of being in touch are significant in how we can respond back to you. We also have a Facebook page and an Instagram page, so you will find us under Community CPR on Facebook and on CPR Community on Instagram.
So if you're listening here in Columbus County, or if you're listening online, because we are heard all over the world, somebody wants to get in contact with you, that's the information that will get you in touch with Wally's Todd.
Thank you, Daryl. And we really do hope that people will contribute canned goods and be in touch about the other ways in which we can come alongside together and help our community.
Wally's Todd, the Executive Director of Community CPR, we thank you so much for coming in today to the Cool Studios.
Thank you.
Better music.
The voice of Whiteville.
The new cool.
All the time.
The new cool. 103.9.